This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about tooth decay in children. I mean, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions about what causes it. And I think for me, one of the things I also want to find out in this conversation is tea, how tea interacts with children's teeth. But we'll talk about it. We want to look at some of the most common reasons why the tooth of children decay, but also what it can be signaling about other health issues. And to help us with this conversation, I'm joined on the line by dentist Dr. Kolofelo Machaba-Seladole. Good morning, doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. A very good morning to you, Tekani, and our listeners. Thank you so much for the invitation.
It's an absolute pleasure. Let's talk about the causes of tooth decay in children.
Thank you so much for that question. So with dental decay or dental cavities, there are three most common factors that cause dental decay. One, sugar, bacteria, and time. So a combination of those three factors is what causes dental decay in kids.
Sure.
With sugar, it's mostly with the frequency. How often does your child eat sweets or anything that has sugar in it? It might be biscuits, it might be sweetened yogurts or sweets. And bacteria, how often do they brush their teeth? So as soon as sugar comes into contact with the bacteria that's in your child's mouth, that relationship or that combination causes an acid as a byproduct. That byproduct or acid is what degrades the dental structures, the tooth in simple words. Then you will find the tooth having a hole in it, and that's why we call it a cavity. And the child will start experiencing toothache.
Sure. And the element of time?
So as soon as sugar is exposed in the mouth, and that combination that I spoke of with the bacteria, as soon as it starts being more than 5 minutes in your child's teeth, that acid starts being produced. The longer sugar is in your child's mouth, the higher the risk of getting dental decay.
Sure.
This also relates to frequent snacking.
Yeah.
It increases the time sugar is in your child's mouth. And that will also increase the risk of having dental caries or dental decay.
Sure. So we also want to hear some of the misconceptions or facts, if there are facts, because I, for one, have been advised to minimize the amount of tea that I give my son. So is tea also another factor, or how we prepare it? How does teeth then, or tea, interact with our children's teeth?
Tea, when combined with sugar, so when you add sugar into your rooibos tea or whichever tea you prefer, that exposes your child to dental caries. Especially because I know as a mother, it's a struggle to put our babies to sleep.
True.
So some mothers will give them rooibos tea with sugar, or they will give them baby formula milk to put them to sleep. Those two things are the biggest contributors to early childhood caries. Most of the cases that I've seen in my practice is from those two substances, from milk, from baby formula, and from rooibos tea with sugar.
Sure. So even baby formula.
Even baby formula, because it has sugar inside.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's wrong to give them baby formula, but you shouldn't put them to bed with the bottle in their mouth throughout the whole night. Remember the concept of time.
So what signs should we be looking at as a parent when we look at our children's mouths that could indicate that my child is starting to get a tooth decay?
The first sign is always a wide, chalky-like lesion or spot on their teeth. Then it will progress to brown or black spots. And if that is left untreated, it will progress to a hole or a cavity. And the child will start complaining of sensitivity to cold or sweets, food getting stuck in between the teeth because there is now a cavity, bad breath, and obviously the biggest symptom is toothache. The child will now start complaining of toothache, difficulty in chewing. They will start avoiding eating certain foods because of the toothache or dental pain.
Yeah, you said if left untreated, when we start seeing these signs, what are the first things that a parent should be doing?
So the first thing in early DK cases, you need to visit the dentist so that the dentist can provide fluoride treatment.
Okay.
And I need to emphasize with fluoride treatment, it's something that you can only do at the dentist. Mm. Although it's sold off market, but I would advise against it. Mm. Because as a dentist, we know the right quantities to give your child according to their age.
Okay.
And in the early stages, improved brushing, dietary changes will help a lot. And if cavities or the DK has advanced a lot, then we can do fillings. And for back teeth, we can put stainless steel crowns. Sure. But if it has advanced a lot, Lekani and our listeners, then extraction, unfortunately, would be necessary. Or a root canal treatment for kids, which is called the palpectomy.
Ooh, okay.
And this reminds us or emphasizes the need for parents to take their kids to the dentist every 6 months. Because these two procedures, a dental extraction and a root canal treatment for kids, it's very uncomfortable.
Mm.
So early detection and treatment is always the best for our kids.
How soon do we start taking them to the dentist every 6 months?
As soon as you see the first tooth erupting. So by the first year of life, that's when you should start taking a child to the dentist every 6 months.
Oh my goodness. It means I'm seeing you in the coming week or so.
Please do.
Because we are 2 years in and haven't done our first visit yet.
You need to.
Sure. Okay.
And the good thing is modern dentistry is very child-friendly.
Okay.
We focus on making the child feel very comfortable and treating the problems as early as possible. Hence, we say from the age of 1 year, you need to bring in your child for a dental examination and cleaning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time, having this chat with us. I'll be having a conversation with other parents who are like me for the rest of the hour. But for those who want to make an appointment to see you, how do they get in touch?
Our practice is at the Farmyard Medical Center next to Mall of the North and in Pretoria at Health Connect Building next to Liz Pasture. Our listeners can make an appointment through our website at smileondental.co.za. We are also present on social media at smileondental.sa.
Thank you so much for your time and do enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Sure, man. It's one of those things that I will be looking at for the next week or two or so. But I want to find out from you as a parent, when it comes to your children, how often does your child go for dental checkup? And what healthy habits has made the biggest difference in keeping their teeth healthy? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.